Hey teacher, before we start today's episode, I wanted to let you know about my free webinar happening on the 9th of May. If you've been struggling to promote yourself, if you feel like you still have to chase clients and find them, and it's been a struggle and you can't find your own consistency on social media, then this webinar is for you. It's called How to Become a Booked Out Language Teacher, and I'm going to teach you in a very simple way what marketing actually is about and how to create your own way of being consistent and visible so that clients find you and you don't have to chase them. I hope you will come and hope to see you there. The link to sign up is in my show notes. It's completely free. So literally a no-brainer. See you there. Hey, and welcome to the Get Richer Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to realizing your potential as an educator. If the title of the podcast is triggering, that's even better, because that means that I still have some work to do. My mission is to help teachers work independently and believe that they deserve more freedom and more money. As a teacher, you are allowed to work with your perfect students rather than some random people challenging how much you charge and asking why so much. If you're ready to become a richer teacher, build and scale an independent teaching business that can support your dreams and your lifestyle, then you're in the right place. The world knows that teachers are superheroes. Let's get paid what we're worth, shall we? Hey, dear teacher, and welcome to another episode. And today's topic will be very much related to the whole premise of this podcast, which is making you richer. And I feel like this episode has been brewing in me for a while, and it's finally ready to come out. There are lots of thoughts and reflections and things and perhaps some myths that I wanted to bust around richness, around money, and that's why I've decided to call it What It Really Means to Build Financial Freedom. So this is what I'm going to be talking about. Hope you're ready for the ride, for the journey today. As always, I really encourage you to share your thoughts with me. So if you are only just starting to listen, you can message me and let me know, hey, I've only just started and I can't wait. Or just share your reflections via email or on Instagram. You know, I'm always there. And otherwise, I would also love for you to share this podcast, because I think it's important and I think a lot of people will find it useful to listen to. It might change some people's perspective or help them on their journey in business as teachers, but in life as well. So let's cut to the chase. A lot of people who come to me, or when asked, a lot of teachers say that generally in their freelance teaching business, the financial situation that they're in is not too bad. It could be better, but it's not too bad. So what this usually means, obviously it's very subjective, but what I think it means is that they are trying desperately to be grateful for what they have, but they know it's not really as much as they deserve or as much as they would want to make. And don't worry, this episode won't be about convincing you that you deserve to be rich. You do, but it's not going to be about that. So I want you to think about it. If your financial situation now is not too bad, but could be better, what does that better look like? What does it mean to you? Because from not too bad could be better, there is a very, very, very thin line or a short step to feeling quite desperate, to feeling like, oh, I can barely meet ends meet. Because then, even if you could barely make ends meet, you would always say, yeah, but at least I'm surviving. So if you're constantly in that cycle of, yeah, but I can't complain, then it's likely that you're going to feel stuck, that you're going to be thinking that there's nothing you can do, that there is Like, it was probably meant to be that you chose this for yourself. So, for example, you chose the teaching profession, and that's why you'll just become complacent. You'll just become accepting, but in a very, very negative way, of your situation, because acceptance is important. And the acceptance can lead you into a crossroads of, okay, I accept it, and then I say, whatever, it is what it is. I feel like those words, it is what it is, are one of the most dangerous things to say to yourself, because this is what takes away your agency. It takes away something that you could change, but maybe you don't want to. And sometimes it's fine. Sometimes it's okay. Sometimes we're so stuck in the cycle of, you know, I've got enough students to keep my head above the water. I've got enough money that I bring in every month. I don't really need to do anything more. But what if for a minute you just imagined that it's possible for you not to just keep your head above the water? What if it was possible to keep your torso above the water? Your hips? Your knees? What if you could come out of that pool altogether? I know, may sound ridiculous or impossible for now, but if you allow yourself to accept it, but then to imagine that you could take action towards a better financial situation, maybe things will shift at some point. So that's one thing I wanted to say. Another thing is that there are some people, and that could be you as well, who become desperate, who usually when they come for advice to me, and I've recently received quite a couple of emails like this, saying, I am in a desperate need of help, of a mentor, of advice. I need to start marketing. I need to start doing something because I can't really afford to take a break, for example, or I can't really afford to go where I want to on holiday, or I can't really not worry about my business because I just worry that it won't survive, or it won't sustain me for the months to come if I take too much time off. And that is a very dangerous place to be in. So sometimes for some people, it may seem like being comfortable because, you know, you're able to cover your basic needs. But remember that Maslow's pyramid of needs, the fact that you're able to cover your basic needs, such as food, shelter, and, you know, kind of feeling like you're surviving, is not enough. We as human beings have the need to do better, to climb up that pyramid. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't remember all the steps, but we also need to be around people. We also need to work with people who respect us. So if your situation now is the one where you are at the very bottom of, so your basic needs are met with, your business helps you meet them with the money that it brings, but at the same time you work with non-ideal clients who don't really respect your time, or for whom you have to bend yourself, that's really blocking something that is super natural in human beings, which is the need for growth. And by growth, I don't mean you realizing your potential and being the best version of yourself, because you might not be ready, you might not need it now. But remember that keeping your head above the water is the bare minimum, and you deserve more. So sometimes you might not know what you want and what your potential, where your potential lies, but remember that you deserve more. And then there is also the concept of being in a feast and famine cycle, which a lot of teachers, I think, fall into very easily, because so you have students, there is enough of them, so you don't worry about marketing until somebody leaves, and then you start really panicking, and then you feel that motivation to market yourself. But this is not really great for your self-care. This is not really great for your business, because you are not allowing yourself to be calm, to be in the position where you think, okay, whatever happens, I'm going to be okay. You're constantly in that situation of, okay, I'm okay now, whatever, I'll worry about tomorrow when it comes, when everybody leaves, right? So it's like, I always say that future you will deal with problems, but sometimes you need to create conditions for it. So what if next summer, for example, 2024, you want to take a longer break? What if there is illness? What if there is some unforeseen circumstance where you actually have to take more time off than anticipated, but you feel that you can't because you can't afford it? That's really tricky, isn't it? So in order to make progress in life or business or reach financial freedom, whatever that is, you need to feel safe. You need to feel safe. So remember that sometimes it's dependent on the actions that you take. So for example, being proactive about your marketing, even if at the moment you've got enough students, you still need to be thinking about the future, because without that, businesses don't exist. Businesses fall and struggle if they don't think proactively about the future. And I'm not saying that you have to be super organized and super business savvy. That's not it. But you need to show to the universe, to yourself, that you're looking after and you're creating conditions for your future self to feel safe. Because without it, there is no growth, there is no sustainability, and there is no freedom. A lot of people come to me as well and say that, okay, so I really want this business to work, but it's not, and I would feel like getting a job or working for a platform or working in a school would be a step back. Please never say that. Never ever say that. I have had a couple of students or clients or even more recently who took up jobs because their businesses were plateauing or whatever. There is no need for an explanation. The job was the safety. You cannot grow from a place of desperation. You can only grow from a place of self-safety. If a part-time job or if a job in general gives you that safety, choose safety. Do not do things just because they are, just because somebody said that you can make $1 million. You just have to keep trying and be persistent. Yes, you have to keep trying and be persistent, but in a safe environment, not no matter what. Okay, so never feel guilty if you have to take up some other things while you are figuring out business. That might be something that you need to do. And I also wanted to bust this myth of richness, because the fact that this podcast is called Get Richer Teacher doesn't mean that I'm making promises and that I'm helping you get into the millionaire circles. You can, absolutely. You deserve it, again. But I think that what we really forget is what richness means to different people. So in order to stop being triggered by the word rich, you need to realize what that is, what that means to you. Because very often that definition doesn't necessarily mean, only on a surface level, it means probably having lots of possessions and a lot of money in the bank and a lot of things and a lot of followers and tons of people buying your things and like all those things. But don't you think it's a bit shallow? Don't you think that it only fits a very, very specific group of people and it might not fit you? So without pausing and thinking what your own definition of richness or abundance, because that's a much better word, maybe I should change the name of the podcast. Get Abundant Teacher. Ha! Huh? That would be a fun thing. Oh, I'm getting excited by this idea. You have to ask yourself, what's your definition of richness? And I wanted to give you my example. So I have always had some financial goals, and one of the first ones was to reach £5,000 a month. I reached that, then 7.5, and then probably 10. But then I realized this doesn't make sense. What I really want is completely different. What I really want is the freedom that this money And it's not, definitely not a very, it's not a specific amount of money. It's enough money to be able to. And those things that I that came up for me were to be able to travel at least 5 or 6 times a year, ideally when my son is on holiday from school, and to take the whole summer off when he is off school as well. And when I realized a couple of weeks ago that this is actually happening this year, I felt rich. This is it. And I cannot describe this feeling to you because it's amazing. And I am ready for more. I am totally ready for more. I could travel 7 times and I could, I don't know, buy myself a jacuzzi for my garden. That would be fun, actually. And do other things. But I already feel rich and it's beautiful. So I need you to ask yourself, what would that mean? What would rich life look like to you? Because I see way too many people online selling a fake dream, because it's maybe their dream. It's definitely not my dream. Like, make 5 figures, 6 figures, sorry, they don't never say 5 figures because that doesn't mean anything, 6 figures, 7 figures, 1 million, whatever, and then you feel bad. Like, is it even meant to make me happy? Like, because if not, don't worry, you're not normal, you just have different priorities. What if richness for you, and that's something that I have a suspicion might resonate much better with passionate people like teachers, educators, coaches. What if it was a freedom to do certain things, such as take time off when you want to, be sick when you want to and not have to rush back to work, and freedom from worry, freedom from language schools that exploit you, freedom from other things that are draining in your life, freedom from unideal clients. That is it. So another thing that you could think about is thinking about what freedom means to you, because there are so many different layers to that. And freedom is one of my biggest values, and that's why, even though sometimes it may sound shallow, because I think this word is used way too much, when we go deeper, we can find our own definition of freedom. And I feel like it's so much more telling over the word richness, for example. Although, you know, when you define richness well, that's also quite satisfying, isn't it? So think of your own freedom to and freedom from. Also, think about sustainability, because I feel that there is too many, that fake promise of 1 million. Like, I've recently seen something, sorry for the goss, but I've recently seen something called a teacher millionaire something. And I'm like, cool, okay, they can be millionaires if they want to, whatever, anybody can do whatever they want, and they definitely deserve it, but do we really want it? We want completely different things. We want to be free to be able to do the thing that we love the most, which is teaching, sharing our knowledge. That's it. And it's actually so much simpler. It's actually so much less overwhelming. It's so much, it's like, it feels achievable, to me at least. But I also want to convince people, that's my mission. I want to show teachers that it is achievable. Because it, especially when you get realistic about it, and when you get to the nitty-gritty of what your heart really wants. And also sustainability over a financial goal, to me, this will always be a priority. Like, what if, so that's why those goals didn't really work for me, because like, okay, so I could reach a 5k month or a 10k month, but what's next? What if I lose it? So I don't want a 5k month. I want sustainable months where I can spend money on things that bring me pleasure, when I can take time off and I can work with people that I love. That's it. What if that was richness? And I know this is quite different from what the world is telling us now. It's quite different from what social media platforms are selling to us. It's quite different from everything else. But I know you are the people, or you are a person who will understand, and you are a person who will resonate. Because that's the community I've built. And yeah, just ask yourself, if that's something that would sound lovely. Because to me it does. I literally have tears in my eyes. And one of the ways to do it, so this is a massive prologue, but it's not really, because I think building financial freedom comes with a deep reflection of what it means to you. So without answering those questions, you cannot build financial freedom. And financial freedom comes from being proactive about it and deciding that you want to build it. It's not just keeping your head above the water, but taking action towards trying different things, such as diversifying your income, trying out different offers and different products, until you reach the point where you can say, hey, I am financially free. So one of the ways that I've been talking a lot about recently is passive income. For me, it's not how I make most of my money, but it's definitely created a lovely financial cushion. So I am next week on the 26th of June, I am teaching all of that in my mission Passive Income. If you haven't signed up, what are you doing? But also, please do. It's completely free. Because it's a fantastic way of diversifying your income and feeling like you can stick out more of your body above the water. And feel like you have more control over your time and money and more freedom. So that's been my experience. That's been the experience of a few people that I've worked with on that. So on top of the fact that there is a free event, there will also be an invitation to join the new edition of my signature course that people say, it's not my words, have changed their lives. It's called The Rocket. If you've never heard of it before, then you are hearing about it now. It is my kind of business baby, and I am very proud of it and of how much it's evolved and how many people it has helped. And I recently have been asked by a friend of mine what I'm most grateful for, and I've realized that normally I would say things like, oh, my family, or the fact that I live by the seaside and da-da-da, or the people that I work with, and it's all true, but the most important thing that I'm grateful for at this stage of my life is my decisions. And one of the great decisions was to, at some point, decide to build this course. And because the ripple effect of that is not only the positive financial effect it has had on me, but on the people. And I feel like that's even more important. Like the amount of good that this course has done, thanks to my decision, so I've got the agency here, is unbelievable. So there is some magic involved in that. I'm not going to say. This is a soul project and a fruit of a mission, or sometimes the beginning of, for some people, of realizing certain things. So you are more than welcome to ask me any questions or inquire about the course if you're interested. Because this is what I've designed to help teachers gain their financial freedom thanks to passive income. And just diversifying their actions in business. Pushing them to try different things, pushing them to see, or showing them, or like, you know, if we like the metaphor, then what I do in that course is I often just hold people above the water for enough time that they can see that it is possible and available for them. And they like it. They usually like it. So they stay and they just start building amazing things for themselves. So that's going to be announced on Tuesday, on the 27th, and we're starting the course on the 5th of July. And will it immediately give you financial freedom? I don't know. I cannot guarantee that. The only thing that I know, and it's also something that I've recently heard in a reel or in a post, is that I have no idea if you were ever realize your dreams. But what I know is that without trying, you will never know. And that dreams are not there for you to achieve them. They are there to give you direction. So if you feel the pull, I think you should listen to it. We should all be listening to our intuitions much more. And that's one of my values, and I've never been wrong. So if you trust me, please trust me till the end, because my intention is to help. So that is it from me for today. A little bit more philosophical. I hope you enjoy that. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's still not too late to join the Mission Passive Income. I will see you soon, hopefully. And otherwise, I'll see you in your ears in the next episode. Bye! It's not your fault that you don't know how to make good money as a teacher or how to market your teaching. Nobody's ever taught you, but I'm on a mission to change that. Teachers make the world a better place, and they can be excellent at business. They just need direction. That's what I'm giving you here and on my YouTube channel under the same name. Make sure that you also follow me on Instagram at @Ola_coaches_teachers and check out my website www.olakowalska.com to see if any of my paid offers, including my one-to-one coaching, my business foundation course, The Rocket, or my membership for teachers in business could be the right fit for you. I'll see you soon in the next episode.